For today's In Touch, I discuss ice fishing with Lake Darling fisheries technician Vance Poulton. Vance, appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk about ice fishing. Is it still too early to even think about going out on ice yet?
Yeah, right now, the last I checked, we're just under about 2 inches of ice, and the problem will be this weekend. They're talking Friday being up in the upper 30s, low 40s, and possibility of rain, and then during Saturday and Sunday also being up into above freezing. Our ice right now will take that down with the melting and the rain basically to extremely unsafe. Basically, if you'd step on it, you'd go through it. So, yeah, it's too early yet. What I like to have under me when I'm walking out on the ice is at least 4 inches. So we're ways off yet, especially with the way the weather's been, and it sounds like the forecast is right going to be.
4 inches, is that kind of the safe range?
Yeah, really it is. Now, you're pretty safe on 3 inches of ice, but what the 4 inches of ice does, ice is never the same thickness everywhere, even in a smaller pond. There's going to be some thinner spots. There's going to be some thicker spots. Well, with 4 inches, you've got a little safety if on the thinner spots that it's going to be able to hold you up, that you don't have to worry about, well, that area might be a little thinner. If I step on that, I'll probably go through it. Obviously, even with 4 inches or more of ice, you really should go out and drill some test holes with your ice auger as you go along to make sure that that is good ice under you.
And how far apart should you drill those holes?
Well, it all really depends. If you go out and you drill a hole, first thing I always do is I will go out and walk out onto the ice after I'm pretty sure it's safe just by looking at it. Obviously, if you look down by the shoreline and you can see it's about 2 inches thick, don't even bother going any further than that. But if I go and it looks like it's a good 4 or 5 inches thick near the edge, I will go out to where I'm pretty sure that if I fall through, I'm only going to be knee-deep, and I will drill another hole. So maybe just 3 or 4 foot from shore. Basically, I want to make sure when I drill that first test hole that I'm going to be in a spot, even if I go through, that I'm going to be able to get back out. You don't want to wander 20 yards out from shore in 12 foot of water and then drill your first test hole. It's not going to be good if that's the first time you check it, is where you're not going to be able to get back. And then from there, just any time once you drill that first hole and make sure, yeah, I'm going to be safe, I like to do it anywhere where the ice looks different. Is it a different color? Is it clear? Because especially right now, if you'd go out even onto Lake Darling and just from the road look down at the ice, you're going to notice 3 or 4 different colors. The thinner ice is going to be the darker looking ice. The thicker ice is going to be more of a white color. And you'll be able to see that there's differences. Well, anytime I get near one of those differences, I would drill a hole to check the thickness, what's that ice look like. And then after you drill a few holes in all those different spots, as you work your way out to where you want to go fishing, then once you get those done, you're going to be pretty safe. Because then by that time you should know, well, the ice is pretty much all thick enough to handle me. Now, again, if I was going to a spot somewhere else on the pond or lake, and I noticed, well, boy, this ice really looks different, then I would, again, drill another test hole.
You mentioned this weekend it's going to warm up a bit. Does that freezing and then melting and then refreezing, does that impact the quality of the ice later on down the line?
Well, normally when it does it this time of year, when that ice refreezes, you're going to be fine. Now, if it was, say, in mid to late February and we were getting warm, cold, what you'll find out will happen is you'll get multiple layers of ice. There may be, say, for instance, that first layer of ice, part of it melts. It becomes a slushy water. Then it refreezes. Well, it doesn't refreeze down to the original layer, so you'll end up with ice, water, and that's where it gets pretty scary. Might as well just call it scary, because what will happen is you'll walk along, you'll fall through that first layer of ice, you'll be in several inches of slush, and then you're on ice again. Well, that's when it's really not safe at all, because you don't know if that last layer of ice is going to be thick enough to catch you. You may go through all of them, but by that time you've gotten kind of used to falling through that first layer of ice, and you're not as cautious because, well, it caught me the first 12 times. That 13th time, you might go all the way through because you've found a real weak spot. But normally when it's melting and freezing like it is now, really the only impact later down the road, because we're headed towards cold weather and we're not headed towards warm weather, is that the ice will get a lot more bubbles in it, and it won't be as nice and clean and clear of ice where you can really just look at the ice and say, yeah, that's at least 5 inches thick.
Tune in tomorrow for the rest of my conversation with Lake Darling fisheries technician Vance Poulton right here on In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Nathan Swenson.